leaving a sefer open. Many people are accustomed that when they leave a room in which they were learning from a certain sefer, then they either close the sefer or cover it with an item. What is the reason behind this minhag? Must one do so? And what happens if one leaves the sefer open upon leaving the room? So we have a clear ruling in the Shulchan Aruch in the Mechaber Yerideya 277 Halacha 1 that a sefer Torah may not be left open, and one is to either roll it up or place a cloth over it out of respect. The Achrayim record that the same applies towards Svarim, that this law is not just by a sefer Torah, but any sefer, any Torah book is prohibited from being left open due to that this is belittling to the sefer, and it is to be covered with a cloth just like a sefer Torah, or alternatively is to be closed. So is recorded in the Bach, in the Shach, in the Taz, the Knesset HaGdolah, Mishnas Chachamim, Reishis Chachma, the Birkei Yosef, the Kitz Shulchan Aruch, Yishuvis Chachma, Yadus Nadarim, Baruch HaShulchan, and many other Achreinim and Pesach Zmanenu, and this is a halacha that's recorded l'maisa, that one must be careful in. And the Shach adds further that according to Kabbalah, one who leaves a sefer open and leaves the room causes an angel that its name is Shin Dalad, which stands for Shomer Dapin, to make one forget his learning. Who is this angel and what does he do? So we have a story recorded in the Siddur Arizal of the Ma'arik, drawn in the Sefer Yeshua's Chachma of the Meskeres HaShulchan in 27:3, that the angel called Shomer Dapin stands by the Svarim and supervises that they be treated respectfully. And if not, chas v'shalom, this angel can cause damage to the individual. He records there a story that once a certain tzaddik by the name of Reb David concluded his daily writing with a verse that had negative connotation. And the next morning when he entered into his study, he saw a frightening looking individual with eyes of fire sitting in his seat, reading his sefer. The individual introduced himself as the angel called Shomer Dapin, that he supervises the pages of Svarim, and when one concludes with an evil verse, he can cause that writer potential harm. In the end of that story, Reb David made a deal with this angel that he wouldn't harm him in exchange for promising that he will not write anything in this sefer until Shavuos. In any event, from this story we see the severity of belittling a sefer and inviting or starting up with this angel called Shomer Dapin. And as the Shach writes, one who leaves the sefer open causes this angel to cause him to forget his learning. A number of questions and answers relating to this halacha of not to leave a room with your svarim open. What items may be placed on top of the open sefer if you don't want to close it? So the Knesset HaGdolah records that you can place any item on the sefer, although what many Pesachim write is to place on it a cloth, similar to the fact to that we have a challah cover, so you should have a sefer cover. Reishis Chachma writes to place a nice talis, a nice garment. The Knesset HaGdolah himself would use a cloth made of silk and the like. But in truth, anything can be placed that covers it. May one place another sefer on top of the open sefer in order to cover it? So this enters into the question of may one use a sefer for the sake of another sefer, which is ideally a dispute between the Shach and the Taz regarding if you can use another sefer to elevate the sefer you're learning from. Although in this case, one may be lenient, even according to the stringent opinion there, as in this case we are covering the sefer for the sake of the sefer, so the sefer not be belittled. So is implied from the Sefer Chassidim 909, who writes that one may place a Sefer of Teir Shebal Peh on top of a Chumash to protect it from getting dusty. From here we learn an additional halacha that even though your Sefer that's open is a Chumash, you can place on it any other Sefer you want in order to cover it for the reasons we mentioned. However, there are Peskim who are stringent in this and do prohibit covering an open Sefer with another Sefer despite what we explained earlier. So rules the Yeshua's Chachma based on Pischei Tshuva, and so is the implication of the Aruch HaShulchan. Practically, many are accustomed, like the former approach, to take a sefer and place it on top of the open sefer, although some are makbid to specifically close the sefer and not use a sefer for that purpose. Must the sefer be covered if one will be returning shortly? So the Aruch HaShulchan writes that it is not necessary to cover the sefer if you're only going out of the room for a short while, such as to go to the bathroom, then you're returning. In that case, you don't have to cover it. Other Peskim, however, the Kaf HaChaim of Falaji writes that one is to cover the sefer even in such a case. May one leave the sefer open for the sake of the sefer, such as it got wet and you want it to dry? The answer is yes. Doing so in such a case is permitted. So rules the Pischei Tshuva in the names of Chamuda Daniel and the Aruch HaShulchan in 277, Halacha 3. So to summarize this halacha, whenever one leaves the room in which he was currently learning from a sefer, he should either close the sefer or cover it with another sefer, according to the widespread custom, or use a cloth cover to cover it, as was the custom of many Gedolei Yisrael. One who does not cover the sefer when he's leaving the room for a very short while and returning, such as to go to the bathroom, has upon whom to rely.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHaRav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHaRav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sepharim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.